The work is just getting underway at the 450-acre site, and when it's done, there will be a brand new eco-friendly visitor center replacing the existing center at the Albany County site. Five Rivers Director Raymond Perry.
Basically, we've outgrown this building. It is not an energy-efficient building. The layout of the building, this was originally a cafeteria on the state campus building that was brought here as a temporary building, first used as an exhibit shop, and not converted to an education center until 1972. So the layout of it is such that we don't have the proper space for 3D interactive exhibits. So this new building will be state-of-the-art in terms of showing the exhibits, and it'll be a green building as well, which is something we're very proud of.
Perry promises the new facility will offer hands-on exhibits. It will be constructed from wood harvested from nearby trees. It will be solar-powered and feature environmentally friendly plumbing and lighting. Assemblywoman Pat Fahey says the new center will embellish visitors' experiences, giving a hands-on education about the environment while teaching a love and appreciation of the outdoors and of nature itself.
Five Rivers is known by thousands of families, children and families throughout the Capital District. It's one of my favorite memories with my children. And adding a new visitor center, I hope, will only expand their capacity to serve more families and ideally more school children. They serve about 80,000 per year right now.
Five Rivers offers hiking, wildlife viewing, and other outdoor recreational activities designed for families and users of all ages and abilities.
It's important to teach our children a respect for the environment, and the more we expose our children to beautiful nature, the more children will appreciate it and therefore respect and want to be good stewards of the environment.
Perry adds Five Rivers has for several years been heralded as one of the best places in the Capital District to take a hike or go on a nature walk.
People can come and walk on their own or go out with one of our educators and learn a little bit more about the resources and the habitats and the wildlife that they're looking at.
Officials say the new Five Rivers Visitor Center will promote recreation and tourism while serving as an example of cutting-edge green architecture and design. Thursday's groundbreaking kicked off a $7 million project slated for completion in December 2016. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.